Greg Mortensen has been defending himself this week against charges that he fabricated stories in his best-selling books and that his homegrown charity may have misspent public donations. News reports this week alleged that the author of Three Cups of Tea used those donations to help sell his books. Now, Greg Mortensen denies the charges, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the shockwaves are already hitting his charity and the nonprofit world in general.
Greg Mortensen's charity, the Central Asia Institute, is a nonprofit rock star, a homemade success story built on the fame of its founder. The organization raised over $13 million in 2008 and again in 2009 to build schools in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Now questions are being raised about whether much of that money was used to sell Mortensen's books.
And I fear that it's going to have a chilling effect on international philanthropy.
Trevor Nielsen is co-founder of the Global Philanthropy Group, a consulting firm that helps nonprofits find a good management plan. Nielsen says whether or not the charges against Mortensen are true, the episode underscores how little government oversight nonprofits face.
There is absolutely no way that any local, state, or federal government agency can do a meaningful job of policing the activities of nonprofits around the world.
Nielsen and others say the IRS does not have the resources to go to Afghanistan to see whether those schools really exist. As the IRS requires, the Central Asia Institute posted copious records documenting all the schools Mortensen claims to have built. But investigations by journalist John Krakauer and TV 60 Minutes allege some of those schools are empty and others have no money for daily operations. CAI also boasts it spends 85% of donated money on programs, but Greg Mortensen has acknowledged that sum includes education of potential donors and book buyers in the United States. Since these charges came out, Greg Mortensen has said some of the money may have disappeared into the pockets of a dishonest local in the region. That may be, says attorney Doug Charnas of the firm McGuire Woods, but tax regulations say it's the job of the nonprofit to make sure the money is spent properly.
You will see that there's an obligation to make sure that you have sufficient oversight of the funds that are being spent overseas.
Tax records show CAI spent over $1 million on travel in 2009 alone. That's probably not what donors to Pennies for Peace had in mind. This CAI program encourages U.S. school children to collect pennies to fund schools in Central Asia. Andrea Schwamm is a parent and a member of a church in Patchogue, New York. After helping to raise $300 in pennies last year, her church is already thinking about ending its participation. She says people have doubts.
We should not affiliate ourselves, our church, and our youth with an organization that seems tainted.
Regardless of the real story, many donors may shy away for the time being. Reputation is everything, especially for an organization that is grounded in Mortensen's tales of promoting peace through books, not bombs. This episode also shows just how tough it is for average donors to understand how nonprofits really work. Donors who go to websites like CharityNavigator.com can see that CAI had high ratings right up until this week. Now that site has posted a donor advisory about Mortensen's group. Greg Mortensen would not speak to NPR. He's defended himself in print articles, saying he's a lousy manager with a great cause. And even some of his critics, including writer John Krakauer, say Mortensen has done a lot of good. Greg Mortensen promises more answers after he has surgery next week. Larry Abramson, NPR News.